DW, learning by ear. Listen up. Shape your future.
Hello and welcome to the fourth episode of Dirty Deals, a crime fighter series on corruption. In the last episodes, 22-year-old law student Zita found clear indications of dirty dealings in the city hall of Bazingo, the African town where she lives. It looks as if government officials have been taking bribes to overlook regulations on housing safety. Businessmen like Richie, who oversaw the building of the settlement where Zita used to live, have been profiting from this. But when the building Zita's family lived in caught fire, the firefighters couldn't help because the emergency access was blocked. Now Zita and her parents are living in a temporary shelter at Bazingo High School. And that's not all. Last time, she and her fiancé Kapaka heard on the news that a newly built bridge had collapsed due to heavy rain. Fortunately, no one died, but Zita got suspicious. Might this incident also have something to do with corruption and the mining safety standards? This episode is called Time to Act. Let's join Zita as she makes a phone call to Berry, a town clerk who has secretly provided her with valuable information.
Bazingo City Council, Office of Mr. Odote, Berry speaking.
Hi Berry, this is Zita Bamju.
Oh, hello.
I hope I'm not bothering you.
Well, it would be safer not to call me, especially not in the office. But Mr. Odote isn't here and there are no visitors right now, so maybe we can chat briefly.
Good, thanks. I guess you heard about Bazingo Bridge collapsing? This bridge was officially opened by President Kufanga less than a month ago. It's barely 4 weeks old. How can it just cave into rainwater like that?
Good question, but I honestly don't have the answer. I'm not an expert on bridge construction.
No, but can you tell me who won the contract to build the bridge? It was never really made public.
My goodness, Zita, you're going to get me in trouble. Okay, give me a second. Just stay on the line. Well, well, well. This is interesting. Guess which company won the tender to build Bazingo Bridge?
Don't tell me it's City Holdings.
Right. And for the construction of the bridge, City Holdings was awarded government funding of, wait for it, 50 million.
50 million? Are you telling me that little bridge that's now in ruins cost us 50 million?
That's what the financial records say. Who knows whether all the money really was invested in the bridge? But again, don't quote me on this.
No, of course I won't. But who's the owner of City Holdings?
That's the million-dollar question. There's no name on here.
And why aren't the deals that City Holdings makes with the city of Bazingo made public? The law clearly states that there has to be transparency and accountability when awarding government tenders.
It's as if City Holdings run by ghosts. Whoever they are, they know exactly how to cover their tracks.
I see. Berry, thank you very much. You've been a great help.
Listen, Zita, I don't want to scare you, but you need to be careful. My instincts tell me you're biting off more than you can chew.
Oh, don't worry about me. I have the law on my side. Justice always triumphs over injustice. And if dirty deals have been made at Bazingo City Hall, it's time to act.
Richie, I can't do this anymore. I can't keep offering you legal advice. I'm still a law student. I haven't been granted a license to practice law yet.
Kapaka, what do you want? More money? A new car? What is it you want? Huh? Tell me and I'll give it to you.
I want to stop acting as a shadow lawyer. That's what I want. You have plenty of money. Why can't you use accredited advocates?
I picked you because most of the others aren't as good as you, Kapaka. But if you don't want this job, I can easily find someone else. Listen, I called you here to brief me on the bridge collapse. Should I be worried?
Damn right you should be worried. First, the settlements you build in Guraya catch fire, and now a bridge your company only finished constructing a month ago has collapsed. You're risking people's lives. I can't stand this anymore.
Hey, stop lecturing me on how to be a good man. I do what I have to do.
And what did you do with the 50 million for the bridge?
Well, if you can build a bridge for less, why not take some of the money for other, let's say, more enjoyable investments?
For yourself, you mean?
Well, young man, you got your slice of that pie as well, you know?
But the bridge was never going to last long. The materials were substandard, the workers inexperienced, every aspect of its construction was flawed. I can't support this anymore.
Whoa, easy now. I get it. This is all about your pretty girlfriend, isn't it? Zita. She's the reason you want to stop working for me. I had you two at City Hall. What were you looking for, huh?
No. Who says we went to City Hall? That's not true.
Don't take me for a fool, Kapaka. I didn't build my business empire by being foolish. I have eyes everywhere. I know exactly who goes in and out at City Hall. So I suggest you tread very carefully with me. Do you understand?
Yes, Richie.
Kapaka, I want you to listen very carefully. Go tell your fiancée that if she keeps on shaking the beehive, she should get ready to be stung. And I need you to give me a full breakdown of any lawsuits that may arise as a result of the bridge collapse and suggest how I can win them. Have I made myself clear?
Crystal clear.
Good. You can go now. Oh, and one more thing. I want you to tell me what exactly your girlfriend knows and who passed the information on to her.
Zita, my daughter, I've been looking for you.
Hey, Mom.
What are you doing in the canteen so late? Dinner's been over for hours.
The internet connection is better here than in the rest of the shelter.
Don't you want to switch off your laptop and go to bed?
Not yet, Mom. I'm setting up a social media page on fighting corruption.
Is that part of your studies?
No, not really, but it's sort of related. I've become really interested in fighting corruption lately. It's such an important topic, and I thought it might be a good idea to create an online platform where other people can engage with it.
How do you want them to engage?
Well, the idea is for them to shine a light on corrupt or dodgy practices by sharing stories, pictures, or videos. And then others can join the discussion and share their own experiences or suggest ways of tackling this particular corrupt practice. Do you see?
Not really. What you're trying to do, isn't that something for the police?
Of course, the police are the ones to go after people who take bribes and break the law. But I want to encourage citizens to talk about corruption and engage with the topic. To be more conscious of it, instead of thinking, oh well, it's always been like that and there's nothing we can do to change it. My social media page will focus on the fight against corruption in general.
Ah, I see. And what's the name of your social media page?
I don't know yet. Have you got any ideas?
How about name and shame them?
I like it. Name and shame them. Thanks, Mom.
You're welcome.
Now, all I need to do is upload some content. Here we go. Pictures of the firefighters who came to put out the fire but couldn't. Well, it wasn't their fault, but...
What do you mean it wasn't their fault?
The streets were too narrow for the fire truck. And they were too narrow because the buildings there weren't built according to safety standards. The officials who authorized their construction were probably paid just to rubber stamp the plans and close their eyes to any problems. They simply didn't care.
I didn't know that. What else are you putting on your page?
I'm also going to upload a screenshot showing that the land where our flats were built was originally intended to be the site of a public health center.
Who would have thought it?
Oh, yes. And then there's the collapsed bridge, which was constructed by City Holdings and cost the taxpayer 50 million. The question is, did it really cost that much to build?
This all sounds like a lot of work, Zita.
No, Mom. It's okay. You can go to bed. Good night.
Good night, Zita.
And with Zita setting up her anti-corruption campaign online, we end this episode of our Crime Fighters radio drama, Dirty Deals. If you'd like to listen to this episode again, just visit dw.com/crimefighters or find us on Facebook at DW Africa. Goodbye.
Crime Fighters.